Welcome to the Redefining Sales Podcast. I'm Abby White. This is Sales Bites. Welcome. This is our snack size podcast for you to get your teeth stuck into. Up first, we have Chris Modell, who is the number one BDM for Employsure. And his structure and disciplined approach to sales is one of the most impressive I have ever seen in my career. If you enjoy this episode, you're welcome to go back and listen to the full interview with Chris further back in our podcast history. So without further ado, let me introduce Chris Modell.
You know, everyone's got a reason as to why salespeople fail. It's maths and science. First principles thinking, physics backed. So what does that mean? Salespeople don't sell because they're living their imagination or their memory sets. So the reason they don't follow up is because they think that someone doesn't want to hear from them, or the reason they haven't closed the deal, or they haven't proceeded to do the right thing in terms of getting the client on board or giving the confidence and trust that the person's willing to engage with you, is most of us are living in our imaginations or memories as opposed to the present moment. So I just wanted to just highlight that before I gave my answer. So what the hell does that mean? Sales to me is a great game, and it's a fun game. I love games and I win games. I've been like that since a kid, right? I'm very competitive. So that's really helpful in a sales role. Now, my numbers, just to be very clear with you, how have I automated success over 9 years where I can confidently rely on exactly what income I'm getting paid, sales I'm making, and the amount of time and energy I need to put into every week or year? My disciplines are a recipe that works, and I've been testing it for 9 years. And guess what? 9 years, I've had the same average results. I'll tell you exactly what they are. So on average, I've engaged between 150 and 200 new business clients every year, and on average, between $3 and $4 million of new business revenue every year. So keep that in mind. July 1 in our company, everything resets to zero. Chris Modell, go get another $3 to $4 million. So it's not, I'm not an account manager. I'm not a, it's just you go back out there and go get some more amazing clients through your own resources. Great. I'm heavily supported with our company too, by the way. Employees now got 1,000 employees, more than 29,000 clients. So I'm heavily supported with a lot more resources than I had compared to the knocking, phone calling that I had to do for my very first client. No one had any idea who we were when I first started on Employsure. So very, very different as a startup compared to a established corporate business driving very high value. So the maths every single year is 25 meetings booked in the diary, 10 will reschedule, 15 will sit. I convert 30% on average for 9 years, which means I get 5 clients a week. Over the year, that's 150 to 200 new clients. On average, our client size is $22,000 to $25,000. Multiplied by the amount of clients I've got on board, which is between $3 to $4 million a year. So I've codified it to the point where top of the company, number one, year 1, 2, 3, then I had family. And I'm like, I'm only going to work 8 hours a day, 2 hours in the morning for the kids, 2 hours in the evening with the kids. So I purposely hit, I probably had more than $100,000 dip in my income so that I could time block for my family. So everyone thought, oh, Chris Modell's not the top anymore. He must've lost his edge. Okay. Then anyway, 5 years later, my kids have had so much of me, probably too much, that I we got our dream home, beautiful brand new home, it looks great, et cetera, et cetera. And I said to my wife and my family, are you happy if I go back in the marketplace and eat this mortgage for breakfast? Can I please? So they said yes. And I said, for me to be number one and to earn X amount of dollars, pretty much double my old income, I would need to either have the morning back or the evening back. So there'll be a morning that you're not going to see daddy or an evening that you're not going to see daddy. That's commitment. That's a huge commitment. And I'm consciously aware of every minute I'm not spending with my kids, by the way. They said, morning, you're a bit grouchy, dad. You're sort of in two minds. We don't need you in the morning, but we love the bedtime routine, playing chess with you, homework. We love all that stuff. So if we don't see you in the mornings, and so I made a pact with my family at the start of 12 months ago to say, I'm going to get to the top, which I did. I got back to the top. I'm going to have a wildly increased income. Thankfully, working in sales, that's possible. And then I said, I'm going to share my riches with everyone, which means my partners, my managers, my family, everyone gets a share. So literally percentages of what comes in is distributed. Like it just comes in, goes. It's still a sacrifice. And it's one that I don't have to make, but it's a commitment that I made. So my numbers have been the same over 9 years, where I know that if I put an additional 2 hours a day in, that's going to drive more than a 30 to 40% return on my results. That'll bring me from position number 12 out of 120 BDMs to position number one. It's all gamified. And what do I do? Sunday, we're talking. So, sorry, the results last quarter. So what they correlated into last quarter is 60 new business deals, $1.2 million worth of revenue, 180 new businesses sat with. That's not including all the second meetings and 2,000 plus phone calls, whatever else I was doing. My conversion rate was 30%, and that was it. So, right, that was based on 25 meetings, 15 sat, 5 deals. So, start of this quarter, we start in lockdown. First of July 2021. It's now the 7th of July. We're in lockdown for 7 days. Guess what? Guess how many meetings I've got in my diary for this week on Sunday? One. One meeting in my diary at the moment I woke up. So what did I do? So why do I have one meeting? Because we're in lockdown. Okay. Yes, circumstances do actually happen. And lockdown does affect you, but it doesn't affect me because I know my disciplines and I've got a commitment. I've made a commitment. So as part of that commitment is that Sunday that I spent with my family doing ferries and all the fun stuff, I said to my family, I need to meet on my commitment because my commitment's number one. I've talked to you about my commitment. You've accepted my commitment. You've respected my commitment. And I need to let you know that I'm going and I have to wipe off the Sunday because of it. So all day Sunday, I'm filling up my diary. So between Monday and now Wednesday, 3 days, I've secured 8 new clients and 110 grand worth of revenue from having one meeting in my diary on Monday. So now I'm at the top of the week, the month, and the quarter out of nothing. So, for anyone that says that can, you know, it's COVID, and it's we're in lockdown and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. First principle thinking, though, is, okay, great. That was a memory 3 seconds ago. So here we are. What are we going to do? And then that's what I was doing on Sunday.
So can you unpack that a little bit? Because I'm really curious around some of the tactics of going from essentially one meeting to then 3 days later when we're now talking, that incredible outcome. And I think the question on everyone's mind right now is how? Like how did you do that? So can you unpack that a little bit for us around some of your go-to tactics?
Yes. Good question. Okay. So I've got lots of tactics. The first one is to rigorously go through everyone that you've sat with, whether it's your open pipeline, your closed loss clients, whether it's your partners. I've got 117 referral partners. Anybody that you know in your Rolodex would be a good opportunity to have a meeting with that week because there's nothing else to do, right? So I'll be completely honest, Abby. You may have been in that 25.
Yes.
I may have called you and I may, you know, I don't believe in like, I prefer when people come inbound as referrals and they're in a position where they want to buy prior to going outbound. I much prefer the inbound methodology, the referral methodology, than the out. So the pull versus push, marketing, pull versus push. I prefer marketing campaigns. Let's call them referral campaigns, right? People that know me, like me, want to use our business because they know someone that's used a business. So I much prefer the smarketing approach, which is your approach, right? So basically I just contacted all the people I knew. And what I'll do is, or I would actually put them in my diary as to I'm going to sit with you. So they don't know it yet. They don't know it because I'm not going to call them on a Sunday. So I stacked my diary full of 25 people that I'm going to see And then in my mind, I'm going to have meetings with them and they're going to sign up. So although it sounds a bit crazy, and I'm going to say that person I met 3 weeks ago that was sort of 50-50 on the fence, I'm going to have a meeting with him at 9 o'clock and with an intention to engage him as a client. So as an example, one of those leads came from a quote that I sent 5.5 months ago via our DocuSign system. I went through the existing DocuSigns outstanding. I called them all. Do you want to come on board? You know, we've got this great discount at the moment. Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's fine. Let's do it. That's one reason. Another one, I've got pipeline. So because I sit a lot of meetings, I've got like hundreds of people in the pipeline. So I said, look, I sent a proposal. Did you want to get on board today? Yeah, that sounds good. And then it's sort of, it's cadence down, right? So the people that I've got agreements out for, people I've sent proposals for, people that have had an interest in the service, people that have been referred to us, people that have called on inbound marketing channels, people that have gone into close lost, people that are seminar campaigns, you know, different marketing routines, and then finally cold called leads, and then call Abby. You know what I mean? Like anyone that I know that I've met with that may want to meet with me, I'll call you, but I'll be completely honest, the chance of you signing up versus the other people first is going to be lower. So It's not that I don't prioritize you. I absolutely want you to come on board as a client, but I've got the respect that you already know what I do. You know me. And if and when that's appropriate, you'll reach out.
Yep. I love the discipline behind that, because what we actually find in our business is common sense isn't common practice. And when we're speaking to salespeople, one of the most low-hanging fruits that we typically find is that people aren't following up. Or like you said, there's the story in your head that they're just not interested. They just didn't seem to get it, or whatever it might be. And so the discipline that you have to go back through the referral partners, the prospect list, the outstanding quotes and so on, it really is that rigorous in what you're doing. And I do genuinely believe that whilst it might seem obvious, it's the exception to the rule. We really don't see it.
And I'll give you another example, if you wouldn't mind. The quarter before last, I broke a company record. So there was a certain bonus structure and I jumped right over the boundary. So usually they put this stupid ass bonus level that no one can get. I'm like, not only am I going to get it, but I'm just going to jump. I'm going to do a six. So I had a goal to do it, but I was 8 behind basically breaking this thing the day prior to, not last quarter, but the quarter before. So on 24 hours prior to the quarter end, I sent 20 proposals with updated pricing, discounted rates before 7 a.m. to people that I'd met with. I made probably 100 calls before 12 o'clock. I did I did a combo prospecting closing campaign, never seen before, and I got 8 clients in that 24 hours on the last day of the quarter from nothing. So obviously I've met with them, they're in our pipeline, they showed interest, we left it on good terms. So I didn't hard sell them, and I'm not that guy. If anything, people are saying, oh, Chris didn't follow up well enough, or Chris didn't really push me into the decision. That's the feedback I get more so than, you know, whoa, I don't want to hear from that guy again. So I've got, I believe I've got a little bit of leeway to be a bit closey when I need to, okay? Because I've in terms of what I've given them so far, I've given them industry-specific value. I've given them advice appropriate to their goals. I've provided a solution that they want at a pricing structure that they're not scared about. I've then clearly articulated exactly how to make sense of the price so they can make the confidence to engage our services. Then I politely ask, when would you like me to follow up? And we put that date in the diary. So I've trying to be as respectful as I can in all interactions that I have. So sometimes if I call them up and I said, look, I'm at quarter end, there's a discount for the company, It would mean the world if I could provide a better rate for you and help you with that thing we talked about a couple of months ago. In other words, I'm sort of asking a favor. And then a lot of the time it works.
I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Chris. Don't forget to hit subscribe so that you don't miss any of our future upcoming episodes. And before you leave us, quick announcement for you. RevUp doors are now open. This is our members-only community for high-performance sales, where we bring you leading experts to deliver live masterclasses for you and your team and an opportunity to collaborate. So check out the show notes. There's a link in there for RevUp so that you can check out all the details and all of our amazing experts. And you can also use promo code podcast so that you can also get 10% off your first month.